Everybody loves to laugh, would you agree?
I certainly would, mate.
Everybody loves to drink, would you agree?
Oh, some more than others.
Everybody loves to win prizes, would you agree?
Depends what the prize is.
No, that's true. You don't want to win some crap that you're going to have to chuck out later
on.
Or that you just have to just sit there, you know, take up space.
What am I going to do with this?
Well, the prizes we're giving away aren't going to be like that.
No, never.
It's why we've combined all these things in a comedy gala like no other. It's called Jimmy and Ace Hits and Gigs.
Jimmy and Ace Hits and Gigs. Presented by Hit 100.9 and Comedy at the Casino.
Yeah, we got some sounds behind it now because normally I've just been boom-tishing.
Yeah,
but we got the real deal now.
Little jingle, mate. That's lovely.
Which means it's all real.
It's
now.
Official.
It's official.
It's official.
Until we get something like that, mate, then it's not official. Now it's all happening on the 7th of May, Rest Point Showroom. We've got a bunch of Tassie's best comedians performing a gala-style show, hand-picked, mate. Hand-picked. A live show from our very own Shawnee B's doing music afterwards. As I said, drinks. We've got prizes to give away. Now this is exciting because for the first time we've got one of the comedians on the lineup joining us. Please welcome the show, friend of the show, Nelly Ryan. Nell,
thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Do you appreciate it though? Because we've woken you up nice and early.
This could be a dream. It could be, honestly. I don't even know if I'm here right now. Yes. I'm so tired.
You can tell who is a morning person in the second they walk in the studio.
Yeah.
We had Julia Wade on earlier, walks in, coffees. Hey, Nelly walks in. She's like, where am I?
Well, this is the thing, Nelly. You're a stand-up comedian. Most of your gigs are most probably at night, late night. Have you ever done a morning show?
7:30 all the time, I am. I come in, you know, everyone comes, 100 people lining up at the door.
Didn't know Jokers was open till
early. Yeah, they do. Yeah, get down to the Polish Club for the 6 a.m. sesh.
We haven't had many people lately. It's strange.
Yeah, well, Gaz's got to do more advertising. Gaz, pull your finger out, mate. What are you doing?
Well, Nelly, how are things going? I mean, we have had you on the show before. It's funny how we first met and how we first had you on the show. It was we were looking for someone with a unique set of abilities that needed to be a stand-up comedian and also an autobiographer, of which you are both.
Yes, apparently. So it was very strange, very serendipitous. So you're very lucky. You're very lucky.
Yeah, no, we don't get many autobiographers / comedians. I don't want to think back to that stage because Nath has been telling me for a long time that he wanted to do stand-up. So when we were trying to learn our skills, I didn't want to do it because I knew he wanted to do it.
Mm.
But round of applause for yourself, mate. You're out there doing stand-up now.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I have seen him, definitely. I mean, any live feedback?
Nelly and I have been
we've
been on the same set
on the same set. Yeah, his voice didn't match his face when I saw him, so I didn't actually really believe it was him for a little bit, but it was good seeing
him. Let's go on that. What do you think he looked like based on his voice?
I don't know. I thought he might look like a really nice uncle or something like that.
I normally get short, fat and bald.
Do you?
That's what I normally get.
Well, which I was for a very long time
until I got hair plugs. And
started wearing stilettos.
Short and fat, I can't do anything about it, you know what I mean? Nelly, the comedy scene at the moment, obviously last year was a very tricky time.
Yeah,
how is it going now with things starting to open up a little bit more and a few more opportunities for Tassie comics like yourself?
Yeah, it's amazing. So I think they've started more, obviously the casino, they've started doing comedy as well, and they do Jokers every Wednesday. They had theatre seating, but now we've gone to cabaret seating, which is actually a lot better because you get your own table and things like that. And there's lots more things happening at like Hobart Brewing Company and stuff like that. So it's amazing. We got a lot of support down here as well. Like lots of people come to see comedy. It's great.
And as well, because there haven't been as many shows, and I'm assuming you're like most comics where you just keep writing, and because you haven't had the opportunity, have you just got this huge bank up of gags that you haven't been able to use yet?
Dude, you should see my notes on my iPhone. It's just like chock-a-blocked with things. And it's like some things are really random and lots of things are out of COVID, but I don't know what to do because I've got so much material. I don't know how to cut it up all into one.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited. I'm going to do some new material soon, so it's going to be great.
Like, well, you're going to be performing at our Hits and Gigs.
I won't do new material then, I promise.
No, new material. You can do new material.
What are you talking about? I do it off the cuff.
I've never written anything down ever.
Never.
All right. Now, Nelly, we do want you to stick around because what we're doing is we're giving away these tickets. We don't have many to give away. They are limited edition in the Rest Point show. And if you do want these tickets to Hits and Gigs, as I said, we've got local Tassie comedians performing. Jim, you and I, we're going to be there. We're going to be hosting the whole night. Prizes, free drinks,
all
happening.
You're going to be doing some stand-up, mate.
I'm doing a little bit of stand-up as well. If you do want these tickets, you've got to jump on the phones right now. 13 10 60, and it's very easy to give them away. You just need a laugh. Yeah, that's all
we
need.
We just need some good laughers because, you know, Nelly's trying new material and Nate's doing stand-up. So we just need to guarantee some laughs
so
in the crowd.
So we've guaranteed like that. That's two crap performances. Going locked in.
And I mean, look, I'm not going to bring much energy. You know what I'm like? Jim's there. So we just need some good laughers. That's all we need.
13, 10, 60. These are limited edition tickets. You want to win them from us right now. Nelly's going to stick around. We just need you to laugh for us. Your biggest, loudest, longest laugh. You do that and we're satisfied. Then you win the tickets. A very special guest this year. One of the Tassie comics that will be performing, Nelly Ryan. Thanks for sticking around, Nell.
That's okay. I don't have much on this morning. So.
No, you had heaps. You'd sleep.
I just finished my joker set this morning. It was great.
Early morning.
Yeah. All two people there. It was awesome. Just Jane and Gav.
Did Jane and Gav live at the Joker's?
Yeah, I've actually never seen them outside of Joker's, so they could be in my imagination.
When you see Jane and Gav, who run Joker's Comedy Club at Polish Club, when you see them outside of the comedy club, it's like when you see a school teacher at the supermarket. You know what I mean? It kind of freaks you out
like
a little bit.
Like you approach them, no, you don't. Like, they just acknowledge you, like,
you expect to walk past him and he's going to do like a gag and there's going to be a round of applause from somewhere. Like, where did that come from?
You're like, hey, Gav.
All right, now, Nelly, we've brought you in here because we've got to give away these tickets now. Now, the way we're giving away these tickets is asking people to laugh because, as you know, we need some good laughers in the crowd just in case our jokes are crap.
Yeah, I didn't even know what laughter sounds like. It'll be great.
Well, we're going to find out. Hopefully.
Let's go to Marco from Moona. Hello, Marco. How are you?
Hello, mate. How are you going?
We are going. Now, this is friend of the show, Marco.
Yeah,
we know Marco
quite well, mate. I mean, I know you're a big laugher, mate.
I know. You guys make me laugh.
But...
I have to say that. Yeah,
Marco.
I feel like Marco. I don't know. You tell me. I feel like you're one of those people who just laughs like all the time. Like, you know, you're infectious. You love having a good time. You feel like you like that, Marco?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. That's good. And the other good thing as well is, Marco, you're quite a big lad as well. So if you were to move your body around, it kind of looks like you're laughing even louder, Marco. Would you agree?
Correct, yeah. 100%.
All right, so we need some arm waving from staff from you, Marco. All right, Marco, how this is going to work is I'm going to give you a boom tish and I need you to give us your biggest, loudest, longest laugh, okay?
Okay, I'll try.
All right, here we go, Marco. Nelly, I'll go to you. Any feedback on somebody who professionally listens to people laugh?
Oh, it's like a 78.3% chance of a good laugh there.
Okay, all right, that's good. All right, Marco, we're happy with that. Nelly, are you happy for him to get the tickets, Nelly?
You can take it.
All right, Marco, they're all yours, okay? Well done.
Thanks, boys. I'll see you there.
We'll see you there.
We'll have a drink. Mate. All right. Candy from Midway Point. Hi, Candy. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Going all right, Candy. Do you like to laugh?
Oh, I love to laugh.
Okay.
Yeah, Candy. Good. Candy's a friend of the show as well. She's called many times.
Now, Candy, are you an easy person to make laugh or a hard person to make laugh?
Oh, very easy.
Oh, don't tell me that. Just laugh. Yeah.
Now I feel like all the times you've laughed on the show before, Candy, I haven't really earned it.
Can I tell you a story quickly?
Yeah, go ahead.
Two years ago, I saw Celeste Barber in a concert, and she went, and afterwards I did a meet and greet with her, and she remembered me from the audience and says, "You have the absolute best laugh. You were amazing during the show. Thank you."
Celeste Barber said that you had the best laugh in the crowd.
Yep.
Oh, you've just put a lot of pressure on yourself, Candy.
Candy's come on the show. She said, "I'm a great laugher." Told the story about it.
This is good. All right. Okay. Remember, Nelly Ryan, one of our comedians who will be performing, is listening as well.
Just as good as Celeste Barber. The
I'm just reading here. I've got to buy it. The Celeste Barber of Hobart. That's what it says.
All right, Candy. Same deal. You get a boom tish. We need to hear that laugh, okay?
Okay. Ready.
Here we go. Oh, okay. Now stop stealing those Dalmatians. And
I was going to say very kookaburra.
I'm a bit scared.
Candy, you know what? It was great. Well done. That's all we're after.
I actually, a lot of energy there, Candy. I like it.
You're coming on the Hits and Gigs, okay?
Okay, great. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you very much, Nelly. There are two people who will be potentially laughing at your show on the 7th of May.
Thank God, two people's all I need.
Well, she's used to Gav and Christy. So.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.